From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The investment bank Lehman Brothers could be sold as soon as this weekend. Bank executives are said to be working furiously to find a buyer. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, why the rush?
Well, Madeline, some reports say the federal government wants a final deal by this weekend before markets in Asia open for Monday trading. I called Lehman Brothers to ask them about this, but they wouldn't comment. They're really not talking to the press at this point. But Lehman does have a reason to try to move this deal along as quickly as it can. Lehman borrows money daily. That's how it operates. But for now, it has had to pay higher interest rates because of people's perception that it's in trouble. And perceptions are very important. I talked about this with bank analyst Scott Sprinson at Standard & Poor's, and he says Lehman is especially vulnerable to market psychology.
They are highly leveraged financial institutions, which are very beholden to the market for their day-to-day funding requirements, which makes them subject to the swings in market psychology.
And Sprinson says Lehman's underlying business is strong, and the sale of the company is being driven largely by that market psychology.
All right, Nancy, let's talk about consumers now. Do Lehman's troubles affect average consumers, maybe average consumers who don't think that they have a stake in a big investment bank?
Yeah, like you and me, Madeline.
Right.
I don't have a big stake in Lehman's, but you and I are affected, along with lots of other consumers. Banks are hunkering down. They're trying to build up stockpiles of cash, not just for a rainy day, but for a rainy year, it seems. They need a lot of money themselves, and they just don't want to make loans right now. Richard Beauvais is another bank analyst. He's with Ladenburg Thalmann. He told me that we're going to pay higher interest rates for all kinds of loans.
Mortgage rates are going to go up. The rates on an auto loan are going to go up. The rates on a credit card loan are going to go up. All these rates are going to go up because banks are reluctant to lend.
Now, Madeline, another thing consumers worry about is whether their tax money will be used to help Lehman, and the government is trying to avoid that.
A bailout, in other words.
Exactly.
Who is in a position then to buy Lehman and avoid that bailout?
Bank of America is emerging as the most likely buyer, and Richard Beauvais says it would be a natural fit. And he says Bank of America could easily swallow Lehman's losses in the subprime mortgage area.
And does it look likely that that sale will go through, or will it end up being us, the taxpayers?
Well, at this point, it really doesn't look like we're going to be bailing out Lehman, we taxpayers. And the Fed is, and the government as a whole, is trying to avoid that. It just doesn't want to be seen as an endless source of cash for expensive bailouts.
Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.